The Money Trap, The Old Roadmap for Money. Knowing how you spend your life is just as crucial as tracking your spending. Financial freedom means not only earning money outside of your job, but also breaking free from outdated beliefs about money. Many folks think their job is just about paying bills, but it's more than that. Most people believe that their job doesn't reflect who they truly are. It's seen as merely a way to make ends meet. But in reality, fiscal security depends on understanding how you use your time and money, and financial independence goes beyond just earning from a job. It's about challenging old notions about money and its role in your life. Many folks don't just work for a paycheck. Their jobs become their whole identity. This means they spend less time with loved ones and more time chained to their desks. Americans, especially, are stuck in this cycle, working way more than the standard 40 hours a week. With all the extra time spent commuting and getting ready for work, there's barely any room left in the week to just live life. The toll of modern life. Americans are working longer hours, but many aren't saving money. Instead, they're piling up debt. This lifestyle is harmful, causing stress and strain on health, relationships, and families. And for what? Often, it's just to have more than necessary. Consumerism is wrecking the planet and people's lives. The gap between the rich and poor keeps growing, which spells trouble. Also, the environment is in trouble, facing a looming crisis. People are good at reacting to immediate danger, but not so much when it comes to big, slow-moving problems like these. The belief that money can fix everything drives people to constantly seek more wealth. If you think more is better, you will never be satisfied with what you have. On a larger scale, this idea leads society to believe in endless growth, draining the Earth's limited resources and expanding markets. This mindset has turned citizens into consumers, who view consumption as a human right. Some even claim that consuming is your economic and civic duty, even though it uses raw resources, time, and energy. In reality, everyone has a budget, which should motivate personal action. To manage your money well, follow these 9 steps. Step 1. Making peace with the past. First, examine your attitudes about money and what it buys. We tend to stick with comfortable routines, including our usual thoughts. Advertising constantly makes you feel like you need more. It's easy to get caught in the race for more stuff without noticing when you have enough. Once you have what you need, anything extra complicates your life. Figure out in detail how much money you've earned since you started working and what you've done with it. Create a balance sheet of assets and liabilities. Accuracy is important, so take the time to be thorough. Step 2, being in the present, tracking your life energy. What do you think about money? On a basic level, money is part of every exchange. It jingles in your pocket and pays your bills. Your thoughts include basic ideas about money: budgeting, checking accounts, looking for bargains, investments, and credit. Your perspective is also shaped by your feelings and your family's attitudes about money. Some people think money is security, but would you feel safe walking through a city at night with lots of cash? How does believing that money is power explain the influence of nonviolent leaders? Do you see money as social approval or a key to happiness? Think about it. Many people believe financial independence means having endless money, but that's a fantasy. Having enough is a realistic goal. Once you decide how much enough is for you, you'll find freedom when you achieve it and a bit more. Take a close look at all your beliefs about money: what it buys, how it makes you feel, how much time you spend earning it, spending it, and trying to maintain an unsustainable quality of life. Start with the 40-plus hours you work each week. Add the time you spend commuting, arranging daycare, shopping for work clothes, and all the time and money you spend after work trying to feel better. Think about the life energy you use, keeping up with the Joneses. By calculating your real hourly wage and tracking every cent you spend, you respect how you use your life energy and develop the habit of financial integrity. Step 3, monthly tabulation. Becoming aware of your money habits is important. Like binge dieters, binge spenders often don't know what triggers their spending. To understand your relationship with money, you need to see where it shows up in your life. Spending can be addictive. What do you buy to treat yourself? What items are hard to resist? As you track your income and expenses, you will see that your expenses generally fit into certain categories. Group your expenses into these categories and subcategories, then complete a monthly balance sheet to get a full financial profile. Be non-judgmental. Aim for truth, not guilt. As you collect this data, measure each purchase by the time it took to earn the money to pay for it. Divide what you spend by your real hourly wage to find the true cost in terms of life energy. Learn not just how you spend your money, but how you spend your life. Step 4. Three questions that will transform your life. First, ask yourself how much happiness and satisfaction each purchase gives you. Would you buy it again based on the happiness it brings? Over time, you'll see when you've reached your spending limit. Second, think about your expenses, about your deep beliefs and goals. Do they support or detract from them? This requires you to reflect on your values and life's goals to understand their true importance. Third, consider how your spending would change if you were financially satisfied. If you no longer had to worry about money, how much would you spend on clothes or status symbols? To align your life with what truly motivates you, start by getting a clear picture of how money flows in and out of your life. Make sure you reach the point of enough, where your basic needs are easily met, with plenty left over for comfort and even some luxury. Avoid constantly comparing yourself to others, as this will prevent you from feeling content. Focus on your own experiences and keep your life purpose in mind to guide your choices. Understand how your goals can help others, because if you're not thinking about helping others, you'll keep striving for more without ever finding enough. Step 5. Making life energy visible. After following the previous steps for a few weeks, you'll start to see a clearer picture of your money. Imagine creating a graph where the up and down line shows how much you earn and spend each month. On one side, you measure money in dollars, and on the other, you count months. Plan to track this for at least 5 years. Use different colored pens to mark your income and expenses. Connect the dots, and you'll see patterns. Each month, ask yourself the three questions from before about your spending. Understanding why you buy what you buy helps you slowly adjust your lifestyle. Step 6. Valuing your life energy, minimizing spending, living frugally. Following are the practical tips. 1. Stop caring about what others think of you. They're self-absorbed anyway. 2. Quit shopping just to shop. It's not a sport. Think twice before buying stuff you don't need. 3. Live within your means. Cut out credit card debt. 4. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy physically, mentally, and emotionally. 5. Use things until they wear out. Fix them instead of buying new ones right away. 6. Learn useful skills for a more self-sufficient life. 7. Plan for future expenses. 8. Compare prices and quality when you shop. 9. Find deals and discounts. Consider buying secondhand. 10. Take public transportation or walk whenever possible. Step 7. Valuing your life energy, maximizing income. Think about what your job means to you. In ancient times, people only worked about 15 hours a week to cover their needs. The rest of the time was for fun and relaxation. But things changed during the Depression when the 40-hour work week became the norm. Suddenly, work became the center of life, leaving little room for anything else. But what if we rethink this? Instead of seeing work as the only way to find meaning, consider separating what you love doing from what you get paid for. This is the first step in changing how we see work. When it comes to paid jobs, look for ones that pay you the most for the time you put in. The more you earn per hour, the less time you need to spend working to make enough money. Step 8. Capital and the crossover point. As you work towards financial responsibility, your savings grow into something powerful called capital. It's like a nest egg that can hatch into more money. Here's how it works. Divide your savings by the interest rate to figure out how much money your investments can make each month. Eventually, your investment earnings will surpass what you save from your paycheck. That's the crossover point, marking your path to financial freedom. Imagine knowing exactly when this pivotal moment will arrive. It's like seeing a sunny day on the horizon. You'll realize that your savings can start working for you, earning the income you need to live comfortably. At this crossroad, you get to choose. Keep working for money or enjoy the freedom to do what you want with your time. Reaching financial independence means your time becomes truly yours. No more working just to pay the bills. It's a game changer, and it's all within reach by following these steps to financial responsibility. Step 9. Managing your finances. Make a solid plan for how to use your money wisely. Don't worry about fancy strategies only Wall Street insiders understand. We want something simple and comfortable for you. First, let's think about any ideas you already have about investing. Many people think investing is all about being greedy or afraid, but it doesn't have to be that way. For instance, let's talk about inflation. You might hear a lot about how prices are always going up, but that's not the full story. In reality, some things actually get cheaper over time. This constant push to buy new stuff with your money can make you feel like you're stuck on a treadmill, always chasing the next upgrade. But there's a smarter way, being frugal. Being frugal means being smart with your money. It helps you avoid some of the pressure to always buy the newest thing. And remember, just like prices can go up, they can also go down. When you're aiming for financial independence, there are three main things to focus on. 1. Capital. This is the money you invest to cover your monthly expenses. To keep your savings and income safe, start with bonds. They're a solid beginning point for earning income. 2. Cushion. This is your emergency fund, the cash you keep handy for unexpected expenses. Make sure you have enough to cover at least half a year's worth of expenses, just in case. 3. Cash. This is about consistently setting aside part of your income for savings. It ensures you have money ready for any sudden financial needs that might pop up. By becoming an expert on your financial profile, you can also become an expert investor, setting yourself up for financial freedom. Key points. 1. Understand your relationship with money by tracking how you spend your time and income. 2. Challenge old beliefs about work and money to achieve true financial freedom. 3. Identify spending triggers and prioritize purchases that align with your values and goals. 4. Visualize your financial journey by graphing income and expenses over time. 5. Live frugally by prioritizing needs over wants and maximizing income through efficient work. 6. Aim for financial independence by strategically managing savings, investments, and expenses. 7. Simplify financial planning by focusing on capital, cushion, and cash for long-term security.